There are new and dramatic revelations this morning in the so-called Balco Sports doping scandal. A steady stream of news leaks over the past year has implicated Victor Conti, the founder of the Balco Laboratory in Northern California. Earlier this year, he was indicted in federal court for distributing illegal steroids to top athletes. He had denied the allegations until last night, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
In an hour-long report on ABC TV's 2020, Victor Conti provided equal parts revelation and confirmation that he indeed had been involved in a doping scheme. Conti detailed how he devised illegal drug regimens for top athletes in different sports, and he told reporter Martin Bashir he felt no shame for, in his words, helping the athletes.
It's not cheating if everyone's doing it.
Did anybody ever say to you, an athlete, a coach, did anybody ever say, Victor, this is wrong?
No, because these are the rules of the game, the way it was being played.
In the sport of track and field, there's no bigger game than the Olympics. And so it was in August 2000, a month before the Sydney Summer Games, that Conti said he began a partnership with Marion Jones. Jones became one of this country's brightest Olympic stars, winning a record 5 medals in Sydney. Medals, said Conti, that were fueled by his illegal substances.
Are you saying that Marion Jones was a drugs cheat?
Without a doubt.
Do you admit to devising her program for drug use?
Yes, I do.
From that month before the start of the Olympics until a year after the Games, Conti said Jones was taking illegal performance-enhancing drugs almost nonstop. The regimen included THG, an undetectable steroid at the time, also insulin, the oxygen-boosting substance EPO, and human growth hormone, which Conti helped teach Jones how to inject.
She did the injection with me sitting right there next to her.
Right in front of you?
Right in front of me.
Where did she inject herself?
In the leg. Marion didn't like to inject in the stomach. She would do it in her quad.
The ABC report notes that Jones has had 84 drug tests since 1997 and has not failed a single one. But Conti said passing a drug test is as easy as taking candy from a baby. Marion Jones has been under investigation by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency during the past year. She has repeatedly said she's never used illegal performance-enhancing drugs, a contention Conti called a lie. In light of last night's program, Jones has again proclaimed her innocence and in a written statement said, quote, Victor Conti's allegations about me are not true. I have instructed my lawyers to vigorously explore a defamation lawsuit against Victor Conti, end quote. But another track star admitted in last night's show her involvement with Conti. Former world champion sprinter Kelly White described how Conti's drugs turned her into a champion, but also turned her body into something she didn't like.
I was huge. I was very big, very muscular. None of my clothes fit. So it was difficult. I knew that looking that way would get a lot of whispers. So I tried to stay covered up at all times.
When you were not competing?
Correct.
Conti was asked in the program if Kelly White, who's now serving a drug suspension, was his finest achievement to date. Conti answered, in terms of transformation, possibly.
It was almost watching a Dr. Frankenstein taking great pride in the monster that he created.
Dr. Gary Wadler is a member of the World Anti-Doping Agency. Like many who were hearing Conti for the first time last night, Wadler wondered why Conti did the interview, acknowledging his guilt as he awaits a Balco trial next year. Conti stated in the show that he wanted to tell the truth as a way to help the world acknowledge the widespread problem of doping. Those less trusting of Conti's altruistic side speculated the appearance was at best part of a deal with prosecutors, at worst a naked grab for more fame and money. Whatever the motivations, Dr. Wadler believes Conti's appearance was a step in the right direction in the fight against drugs in sport.
I think we moved a step away from hearsay to, hey, this is really real. And I think that reality is important in moving forward.
Victor Conti also has opened up the world of doping in print. The new issue of ESPN the magazine features an in-depth interview with Conti. The article's entitled Last Laugh. Tom Goldman, NPR News.